It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chatty De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
And we're back for another season of the Monday Waffle. It's 2014. It's the preview pre-season show. Today, I'm Jack Davidson.
I'm Michael Stamp.
And I'm Katie DeHare.
Today we start the waffle by having a team-by-team playthrough. Up first is last year's premiers, West Perth Falcons. What do you guys think?
Look, I'm expecting West Perth to perform once again this year. They have lost a few players, namely Mark Hutchings, who was the best on ground last year's grand final, Katie.
Yeah, he's returned to East Perth, where a good Coolbinia boy, so he's back there, to do with the partnership, of course, with the Eagles.
Yeah, no. But they have also lost Josh Mellington, the former Docker. He's gone back to the VFL. And their long-serving captain, Jason Salasic, has retired. So they've got new captains, Jack.
Yeah, they've got two new captains. They've got Jay Van Berlo and Luke Tedesco. And, Katie, as our waffle expert, do you think they can hold on to that momentum that they've had for the past two seasons?
Yeah, I think they've got a pretty strong lineup, and I think, yeah, they'll be right up there again this year. Perhaps premiers, it pains me to say, but, yeah.
Got a good signing, haven't they? Andrew Cracker. He's returned from Collingwood. Been a few little dramas over the offseason of whether he will play or not, but he is going to play, Katie.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, they found him a job down in Perth, and they've kept him on the list. Okay, so having a look at East Perth. Now, they've had a few changes over the pre-season. Michael Swan has, of course, retired. We've also had the return of Nathan Blee. He's come back from Port Adelaide after being delisted last season.
But the main thing is also the alignment with West Coast Eagles, Jack.
Yeah, well, that's always going to be a big thing. A lot of controversy surrounding that as well. But with East Perth, they've been tipped by a lot of people to finish top of the ladder and upset West, which is going to be a huge rivalry, great derbies.
Yeah, maybe another grand final rematch between the two.
Perhaps, yeah.
It would be the dream, wouldn't it? But could you imagine it? It's almost like the playing field is heavily outbalanced in theory because of the high rotation potential high rotation between dropping players for the Eagles and the AFL to have their stronger sides, but then also have strong East Perth players coming up for potential selection if they're listed.
Yeah, well, we've of course still got Josh Smith. He's coming back from injury, but he'll be out there soon, and Gary Moss hopefully will be back mid-year. Brendan Lee, unfortunately, in one of the pre-season matches has broken a finger, so he's just had surgery on that, so he'll be about 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm. Some crucial matches in those 8 to 12 weeks as well.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't pick one which I want to watch, to be honest. They're all pretty appetising, yeah, to my liking.
And for third, now, East Frio, they're picked to come third this year, which is a huge change after their last few seasons.
Yeah, they just missed the finals last year, I believe, and I'm looking forward to watching them. I think they're going to be an exciting team. They've got the sound of a medalist in Roy O'Brien. He's the new captain of the side, along with Andrew Stephen, who's taken over from Mark McGough. So, looking forward to that change.
They just play a good brand of football. Well, I mean, I'm biased. I support them. But
here we go. We'll hear that all year. but yeah, they do, Jack. I like watching them play. I'm sure we'll be seen down at East Frio Oval to watch a few games. Shark Park. Yes, we will see them. But they've also got a few other games this year. They've got Brad Dalziel. He'll be playing most of the season after being with the Eagles last year. And they've also got former Eagle Jamie McNamara playing, who I highly rate. I think he'll have a big season ahead.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
That's the top three finishes that we're picking. Now, fourth is a little bit tricky, especially with the new alignment.
Yeah, it's a pretty open race for fourth. I'm predicting Claremont to sneak into the fourth. Some people have tipped them to drop out, but I'm looking forward to them. They've got a new coach in Michael Broadbridge, the former West Coast, Fremantle and Collingwood assistant. But he has said that they want to develop some youth. But I'm looking forward to it. They have lost a few players in Chad Jones, Ian Richardson, Byron Shammer. and Jesse Laurie as well. Well, they have added a few. They've got Tom Ledger returning from St Kilda, who I think is a really good pickup, Katie.
Yeah, I'm actually picking myself. I think Paul Hazelby's South Fremantle can really lift this season. I mean, they've got Ashton Hams. He's a very good small forward.
Very good pickup.
They've got a new signing, few new signings over the preseason. So, yeah, I think they'll be right up there this year.
And they have got Ben Saunders returning from injury from last year. He led them in goal kicking in 2012.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting a big season from him as well.
Yeah, just going back to Claremont, though, with their new youth tactic, that might get them far. They may be fresh legs, but are they experienced legs, though?
Well, that's the question, Jack. That's what we're all waiting to see from Claremont. They've got their new Colts players coming through, I think Alex Waterman as well. And they've also got the new captain, Jake Murphy, who finished third in the Sandover medal last year. Expecting a big year from him.
So they've got a pretty solid talent pool. And what about Souths?
They've recruited James Seller from Melbourne, from Adelaide and Melbourne player. So he'll be a utility. He'll play a bit of ruck, a bit of forward. But they did lose Mitch Banner to the VFL, who was one of their best players last year.
They've also got Brock Higgins signed from East Perth.
But we can't quite get away without mentioning Peel.
Yeah, you're right. Peel are, of course, the other alignment team. They aligned with Fremantle over the off season. They're going to have a lot of talls in their side. Obviously, likes of Zach Clark, Jack Hanneth, Jonathan Griffin will be coming back from injury, so they'll be coming to their side. But yeah, I'm looking forward to watching Peel. They did lose a couple of players, but as we said, they've got the alignment. They did lose their best and fairest winner in Viv Michi. He's gone to Melbourne. But yeah, they've got the Fremantle side and looking forward to seeing them play.
Stampy on the trades.
Let's go. A few quick player movements. The Mortons have teamed up together. They're playing all at Perth. Cale, Jared and Mitch, they'll be together.
Is it worth it?
I don't think so. There's a big hype around it, but that's what we'll wait and see. Jared Ugel's come back from GWS. He went as a 17-year-old, so he's back a few more years' experience. They've lost a few players to the alignment. Ash Smith, Fraser McInnes, Brant College have all gone. Subi has also gained a few players. Kyle Horsley's returned from Gold Coast. He's their new captain. And also favourite son Sean Hiddlebrandt has returned from Swan Districts as well as Wade Toomey.
Yeah, so unfortunate there for Swan Districts. Has lost a few players. I guess East Perth, they've lost Matt Seal, one of our forwards over the summer break. He's gone to play for Wembley in the amateurs. Ryan Meldennis, he's gone over to Melbourne to play with Bendigo, and Aaron Sweet has also left. So there's a few losses there. But
I'm a bit disappointed about Matt Seal. I thought he had a good grand final game. I was pretty excited by his play, so I think that's a bit of a loss.
He had a very impressive finals appearance, but he actually retired, so and has gone to play with Wembley.
Yeah, he's had a good career.
All right, now we're up to the final part of the show where we're going to be talking the Wooden Spoon, Premiers, Sandover medalist, and the Bernie Naylor medal. Stampy.
Yeah, this is where we'll be looking back at the end of the season. We'll see how wrong we were. I'm guessing there'll be some bolter.
Or how right I was.
Or how right you were. We'll see about that. Yeah, I'm going East Perth for the Premiers. I think that they'll have a runaway season. There'll be a lock. Katie?
I agree. I'm going East Perth as well. I think they'll be too strong this year.
Yeah, me too. So that's 3-for-3 for East Perth.
Wooden Spoon?
Wooden Spoon. People are picking Swannies.
They are picking Swannies.
They're picking earlier. I really want to say Peel because they've had such a drought, but I also wouldn't put it past Perth.
Yeah, Team Morton.
That was my tip. Yeah, I'm tipping Perth. I think they'll be the Wooden Spooners this year.
I'm going with Swans. I don't see much improvement for the districts this year.
Yeah, I'm divided. Can I put in two votes? Is that
Maybe it will be a Wooden Spoon. Maybe it will be a joint one.
But equal losses.
It'll be based on percentage, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I should make a firm decision. I am going to say Perth. Now, Sandover Mill.
Yeah, this is the one where we can get it wrong, we can get it right, you can claim that you predicted it. But last year we had Rory O'Brien from East Fremantle.
My boy.
Your boy, the new captain. I'm tipping Jake Murphy, the new Claremont captain this year. I'm looking forward to watching him have a big season.
Now, Murphy. Why Murphy?
Well, they've lost a few experienced players in their midfield. I'm looking at him for just to take up the leadership, just put his presence on each game. I'm looking forward to watching him.
Katie?
I'm thinking I'm going to go Paul Johnson. Yep. I think he's our strongest ruckman. And, yeah, he went runner-up last year, so I think he's going to take it out this year.
That's good. I am going to pick Shane Nelson from West Perth. They're high contenders for premiers. Their second peak, it could be a Derby Grand Final like last year. And who knows?
He averaged 27 possessions last year as well, Jack. So good picker. Good pick by you.
Well, I'm not here to play around, mate.
Finally, the Bernie Naylor medal. Who are your predictions for that, Katie?
I think Josh Smith. I think he's going to go back-to-back. He had a really good season last year. I think it was 64 goals. So, yeah, I think it's his time again this year.
I think Josh Smith as well. Don't mean to copy you, but he's a big hunk of a man up in full forward. And I think he's going to kick a bag of goals each week. So Josh Smith for me.
Yeah, you can't put it past Smitty. He is a well-disciplined, well-trained man. And look, yeah, back-to-back, who wouldn't want that?
Nah, exactly.
That's it.
Well, there's our tips for season 2014. We'll look back on that in the final show, I think, and have a good laugh about it.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
My name's Tara Carlin. I'm joining you originally from Victoria, so it's a little bit of a baptism of fire for me this year in the Waffle. But I'll be getting my tips out for the boys this year as I do Vox Pops around the stadium. So say g'day if you see me for the Waffle, the Monday Waffle, and give me your hot tips. I am a Western Bulldogs supporter in the AFL, and I'm going to take that with me to Barrack for South Fremantle this year. I want to see them have a big year under Paul Hazelby's guidance. I actually think West Perth will have the strong year. I have a feeling that East Perth might be reading their own press a little bit too much, aligning with the Eagles. I think Swan Districts are destined for the Wooden Spoon this year. Ashton Hams is going to have a big year with my tip for the Sandover medal. And for the Bernie Naylor, I'm thinking Ben Saunders.
We got to our producer, Bonnie. Bonnie in the field, tell us about yourself.
G'day. I'm proud to be Bonnie in the field. I am the producer of the Monday Waffle Show, which I'm really looking forward to this year. So every week I'm going to be doing a name and shame with Bonnie in the field. So what this involves is after everyone has submitted their weekly tips, I'm going to reflect on the previous round and see how everyone's gone. And we're going to publicly shame out of all of us who gets the least number of tips. And
so the Brendan Favola award.
Yeah, so they're going to get a wooden spoon, they're going to get a name and shame, they might even have to buy me a packet of lollies. Natural Confectionery Company is my favourite, but we'll just come up. I might give a prize if someone's far ahead. I don't think it will be you, Jack. My money is on Michael. He seems to have his life together a bit more than you and I do. So probably Michael or Tara will excel. Our waffle expert, Katie, will also do quite well, I assume. So it's out of Jack and Bonnie in the field for the race for the wooden spoon, just like Peel Thunder and no one.
What are your tips for the week?
Well, I've got to think carefully about this because I am Bonnie in the field from the name and shame of Bonnie in the field. So I've got to make sure I'm not going to be named and shamed by myself this week. So to avoid doing so, I'm going to stick with all of the away teams this week. So I'm going to choose West Perth over East Fremantle. I think it's a bit of a no-brainer to go with East Perth over Peel Thunder. They're not as strong as East Perth, I reckon. I think Claremont will come out on top over Perth, and I've gone safe with South Fremantle. My choices for this week, and hopefully that's enough to get me off the bottom of our own little ladder of our footy tips to avoid me being named and shamed. But tune in next week for whoever does get named and shamed with Bonnie in the field.
Now, who do we have playing this weekend? First round, big round. It's going to set a lot of precedent. What's going
to
happen?
Yeah, all teams will be looking to get a good start to the year. We've got East Fremantle versus West Perth at East Fremantle Oval at 2:05 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, Katie.
My tip there, I think I'm going to go to West Perth. They've had a promising preseason. They've won both of the matches of the preseason. So, but actually, East Fremantle, I think they had an 87-point win over Perth, I believe it was.
Yeah, on
the weekend. So they're a chance, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick East Frio. That's my team. I picked them when I was 7, purely based on their logo. And I've been a Sharks fan ever since. So East Frio for me.
I'm with you as well, Jack. East Fremantle for the win. Next game, we have Peel versus East Perth. That's at Bendigo Bank Stadium as well on Saturday afternoon. Who have we got on that game, guys?
I'm going to have to go for East Perth. I think they'll be too strong against Peel Thunder.
Yeah, I think East Perth as well, an inevitable win.
Yeah, regardless of alignment, Peel, last year's Wooden Spoon winners, East Perth, big hopes for them this year. They've got my vote.
As well on Saturday afternoon. They're all on Saturday afternoon at 2:05, aren't they?
Busy weekend.
We've got Perth versus Claremont at Lath Lane Park. I'm going to go with Claremont on this one. they'll get off to a good start.
Yeah, it should like be an, should be an easy win for Claremont there.
Yeah, I agree. Claremont should have this in the bag, especially given Perth's pre-season performance. Just, they weren't there. They've got a few new young bloods in there, but...
The Mortons.
Yeah, the Team Morton.
Team Morton.
I just don't think it'll be enough.
No, neither do I. And final game at 4 o'clock at Medibank Stadium. We've got Subiaco versus South Fremantle.
Yeah, this is a bit of an interesting one. I think I'm going to go with South Fremantle. I think that they actually perform fairly well at Medibank, so I'm going to tip them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with South Fremantle as well. Just got a little bit of a feeling South Fremantle will get up.
Yeah, look, there's always an upset for every round, and South Fremantle tip a fourth. Subi, a little bit of contention. I definitely think they'll bring it to them, but I don't think they'll bring it home. So that's South Fremantle for me as well.
Yeah, and I don't know if Kyle Horsley, the new captain, is playing for Subi, so South Fremantle.
And of course, Swan Districts have the bye that weekend.
Yep, that's good for them. They get another week of pre-season, I think, so... Yeah.
That's it from us today at the Monday Waffle. You've been listening to Jack,
Michael,
and Katie.
And we'll be back next week with round one to see how well or how poorly we actually went.